Welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly conversation with area leaders about how to persevere during uncertain times. Now here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. Good to have you listening along on our program today. As our guest, Amanda Rupp, is going to be talking about what's going on at the Ellis County Historical Society. Amanda is their executive director, and a lot of things have taken place. And when you talk about leading in challenging times, Amanda, it's been quite a change since you've taken over in some challenging times as well. Other than the pandemic, what's been your biggest challenge?
Well, you know, we kind of got the keys, this new board new administration got the keys after the pandemic had already hit, but it had been in a stall kind of moment, the society in general. So they had had some issues with a roof and had moved out of the building. So the building was kind of sitting as they had left it prior to pandemic. So that was a big challenge of coming in and resorting or where to start from those positions. So,
you know what, the one thing you think about when you think about historic artifacts, and I don't know how many historical artifacts you have down at the Historical Society.
Oh my gosh. Well,
there's a bunch.
I couldn't even give you a number. I think some of my favorite.
But they need to be taken care of. And when you have a roof that's leaking, you have humidity, it causes challenges when you're dealing with historic artifacts.
Right. So it not only causes challenges, it penetrated some of the storage areas where they kept some of those artifacts that were not on display. But it also permeated the air, and some of the staff ended up getting sick from it. So that was definitely something that was a huge priority that they took care of. But now that it's dry, how do we move forward and save this building was our big focus. So
how did you get started with the Historical Society, Amanda?
I was actually a assistant to Don Westfall when he was here in 2012 to 2015 as part-time. And when they had, during the pandemic and lost some of their administrative other roles, they were without staff for a while. And some of the board members remembered me and knew that I was still in town and reached out to me and asked me if I would be willing to come back and be an office assistant. Is what they said. We just need somebody. We don't know where we're going yet. We need somebody to, you know, pay the bills and answer the phones. And I said, okay, I'll do that. And then it moved into a passion that I've always had and stepped up into interim position. And we've been going ever since. So,
you know, one of the things that I know, and you're there's so many families that have just wonderful history. And I say, maybe it's not all wonderful, but it's a great history that goes through. And your family is a part of that, I believe.
Yeah. So I was originally born in Hayes. I love the Volga German heritage and the things around this area, but there are so many people that are interconnected that I find that walk through the doors. And not only do you know them, but you know the story of what their family told, your family had told that story from a different perspective, and you all meet in the middle, and it's really neat to see how this county from its roots are really connected. So,
and that's what's so cool about the Historical Society. It some ways it sounds boring, but when you look, we have the Volga German heritage that is here, but there's also the Wild West heritage. And for anybody that's been on watching some of the shows, whether it be 1883 or 1923, those shows that are out there, it really brings into clarity kind of, I'll say, the adventure that went on in our part of the world hundreds of years ago.
Right. And it seems hundreds of years ago, but when you read some of the documents that we have, and it kind of puts you in the place of that they were, it doesn't feel so long ago. when you bring it to life like that, you realize that they were walking down what would have been Main Street, but is 9th Street and 10th Street. They were there in these times. So it's really kind of neat. And I like to share that with the upcoming generation, that someday 1980 Main Street is going to be history to them. But they'll remember their grandparents and parents talking about it, dragging Maine and those things. Will be the stories we tell in the future.
When you look down there now and you walk through, maybe it is historical in nature. And so we you know, start preserving that. And that's what you and the board are working. How much Wild West information is at that compared to what I'd say the Volga German, the German heritage type of thing? Is it 50-50?
You know, I think it's really evenly split. There's always been, those are the two major themes that we could display at our galleries, or that are the most widely known and more interesting that people come specifically to look at, besides the other stories of businesses in town and the people that lived here. So we have a lot of we have 300 county docket books that talk about anything from a probate record or a notice to appear or a criminal. And those go back all the way till 1870s, when around the time of the county first being formed. But we also have a lot of actual artifacts from the families that have stayed around, that were still a part of this community, that their heritage are Volga German. So we have a lot of documents that show the Wild West history side of it, and we have a lot of artifacts that show the Volga German side of our history.
Where are those? Because they're not all stored on the main floor down at the Society's building now, correct? Where are they?
Correct. They used to be, a lot of them were stored in the basement area, which was the place that they had at the time, the only available space, but not a great place if you have a basement to store artifacts. And we had a generous donation this last summer to help us get back to revamp that basement and make it suitable again for people to work down there and to do research down there. So we have moved all of the artifacts, the items, up to our main floor right now, which is being used as this large storage area. But we now have a nice office facility down here and a room that has our archives, which is our docket books and our newspaper galley and any research material. So that stuff is back to being protected and available for the public. So hopefully someday the rest of the storage area for the artifacts will be that way too.
What can people see? I want to talk about today, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk about longer term. But what can people see today if they go down? Where do they go to really visit and learn more about the heritage, learn about the Wild West through the Historical Society? What will they see and where do they go?
So right now our main office is down on the lower level of the building, and I know everybody's seen maybe the construction going on the outside, but don't let that faze you. You can come in a north door that's on the ground level, that's right off of Main Street. It's just, past that sidewalk on the north side of the building, on the northeast side of the building, and that takes you downstairs to our offices. You can do research there. We also have a large room that we will be hosting a summer traveling exhibit from the Smoky Hill Museum called Notorious. So it'll be about the notorious outlaws of Kansas and the prairie. So that'll be with us all summer long. And then also the gallery that is located in the Limestone Church there on our campus, that's connected to the Red Brick Building. It actually houses a display from the Sternberg collection that we inherited of the weapons that he had, a large collection of firearms, antique firearms. We are adding to that collection this summer, putting up some Indian artifacts and a little bit more Wild West artifacts. We have Sheriff Ramsey's duty weapon that he had. He was the sheriff that was killed up there in Stockton at chasing horse thieves. And then we also have our outbuildings that will be available all summer long as well. The Firehouse Museum, the Volga German Replica House, and then the Harness Shop is actually a building that was on 11th Street in Hayes, used by a family, the younger family, as their business and their home. And it was moved onto our campus in the 80s. And you can see that, you can also visit that.
So when family comes into town, it's a great way to bring and spend a couple hours in the afternoon, whether it be wandering around the cool looking older buildings and some of the historical buildings, but also seeing some of those displays that are there. Are there hours this summer that people would be better?
We are we have two interns right now that I'm going to be talking to the next week, and I'm going to hopefully cater around their hours that they can work. But we hope to have 7 days a week. Right now we are open until the end of May. We're open from 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday. And by appointment, if you have a family coming to town and you want to email me out, and we can make sure that somebody comes in here on the weekends and opens it up. But during the summer, it will be open 7 days a week. I just haven't quite figured out what those hours will be. Shorter on Sunday, obviously, but.
Yeah. All right. Let's look at, we're going to look ahead. We're going to take a break first. I'm going to look ahead. I know you have a website that people can go to. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what's coming up in the future. Our guest today is Amanda Rupp, who is with the Ellis County Historical Society. Back with more after this.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.
Welcome back once again to Forward Ever with our guest, Amanda Rupp, the Executive Director of the Ellis County Historical Society. They're just a pile of history that's down at the Historical Society, just off 7th Street and Main, on South Main. If you go down there, you can see the big brick building. Amanda, what all needs to be done to grow? I know there's an endowment out there you guys have set up, but what needs to be done for the future to protect our history?
So we've talked about the roof failure that happened, and for a while the board and the administration had wavered on whether it was best use of the funds to rebuild a building or keep this building. Where could we house our collections? Because we knew this was a large project to undertake. And this last summer they decided unanimously we're going to put all our effort into saving this building. So that's where we're focused on right now. And the basement is done. We're back home. The roof is secure. Now we have to make this building watertight. And that's what's going on downtown. Now we have Mid-Continent Restoration working on the brick and mortar, making sure everything is shipshape and can continue to be used for another 50 or 100 years. We are very proud that we did get a grant to help cover that cost from the Kansas State Historical Preservation Society for about $85,000 to cover that. It's called the Heritage Trust Fund Grant. And so people are taking notice that we want to save this building and want to help. So it was really wonderful to get to be able to start this project.
You know, there's always a challenge of whether you build a new building or you protect what you have. And there's something about when you say historical society that you protect the historical buildings. Yes. And you have multiple buildings that are down in your location there. While maybe a nice shiny new building would be good somewhere, it still doesn't have that historical feel. Amanda, as we end up the program today, how can people participate, both as a volunteer, et cetera, or participate financially?
You know, we will take a donation of any kind. I like to go ahead and promote memberships. We still have that. We're a society that thrives on memberships. It helps our general operating budget at the end of the day. And there's membership levels for all types of budgets, and there's also sponsorship levels that really help. And any of those can be found on our website, or you can drop by and say hello, and we will take a donation. But we also have a lot of different ways that we are involving volunteers again back at the society now that we're home. We have a couple different projects we're working on for those that like to sit and help in the office area. Maybe we are scanning old photographs into our new system. So if that's something that you'd like to do, there's always filing and other things. But we also have, we are starting in May, the second Tuesday of every month. I think the first one is May 9th, I believe. From 6 to 8 p.m., we are just going to have a volunteer work night every month. Drop in if you want to, just see what we've got going on. A lot of it during the summer will be grounds upkeep. We have a wonderful maintenance and grounds committee that you can join if you want to, that take care of some of the smaller tasks that a small staff can't really get to. So we'll welcome anybody with any kind of their talent.
And you get to work in a cool environment, talking about the history of Ellis County. Last thing, Amanda, where do people go to find out more? I know you have a website that's really a pretty cool website.
Yeah. So our intern last year from Next Generation put that together for us so we could finally get it up and running. And we have our address is echshays.org. Pretty simple. So it just stands for Ellis County Historical Society, if you forget, echshays.org.
Well, I hope everybody that's has a chance to listen to this goes to that website, checks that out, and then maybe make it a point sometime this summer to come down and see you, see what's going on, because I know there's a lot in the works. Your board is working on some big things going forward. So we're excited to hear more about that, Amanda. Thanks for all you do to make the Historical Society what it is and what it's going to be.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Gary.
Our guest today has been Amanda Rupp, who is the Executive Director of the Ellis County Historical Society. Thanks for listening to Forward Ever. It's brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, where you can live with confidence. I'm Gary Shorman. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management. Join us right here next week for another episode with host Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.